The Lac des Flambeaux Ojibwe still hope to open a new casino in Schulzburg on the Illinois border, but that plan could be scuttled if either the federal government, the state legislature, or the governor refuse to sign off on it. That's not the case with the Dreamcatcher, the floating casino the tribe plans to launch in international waters off the coast of Cancun. Most importantly, unlike Wisconsin, the Mexican government is not asking the tribe for a cut of the $3 million a year the boat is expected to earn. Madison attorney and tribal member Carol Brown has been helping negotiate the deal.
We don't have to worry about battling in the political arena. This venture operates as any other business that would operate in this area, so there's not that extra payment that would be required.
Brown says that means the tribe can apply all the new offshore earnings to needs on the reservation, like a bigger health care clinic, housing, and education.
We've got 300 people waiting for housing. Of course, we're looking for funds to put up our own high school because education is a priority for the tribe.
Allegations about the organized crime clients of a Chicago attorney helping arrange the tribe's new Mexican deal has sparked some opposition from tribal members. But Brown insists everything is on the up and up. She says four daily cruises from Cancun could begin as soon as this April in time to catch the spring break crowd. She says there are also plans for a cross-marketing effort. Everyone who boards the tribe's Mexican gaming cruise will get a packet of information on vacation deals in the North Woods. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.